Since WPF Week, David Teitelbaum's demos have become synonymous with a magical item in World of Warcraft. Teitelbaum's demos. We keep hearing about them. People want them. We brought David back, and he's going to show us something else that's really cool. So, David, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So, what do you have to show us?
What I have to show today is an effect library that we're actually going to be publicly releasing. When we first showed effects, there was a lot of interest, but the end realization that you come to is that there are more people who are going to use effects than are going to write effects.
Right.
So it's kind of in our interest to release as many effects as we can publicly, just kind of get them into people's hands so they can just go ahead and use the C# or use XAML directly. They don't have to go ahead and write the HLSL themselves.
Right, because not everybody knows HLSL.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it's really, quite honestly, it's pretty easy to write these effects, but a lot of people are just intimidated by it. And we've actually even released a plugin for Visual Studio to make it even easier to write effects.
Oh, okay.
In case people watching this want to go and try to write their own effects, they can go and look for Greg Schechter's blog, and they can go and try to write their own effects. But assuming you don't want to write your own effects, or assuming you want to use some of the effects that we've already shown, we're releasing this demo. And the way the demo came about, actually, is we had all these various people on the team who were writing various effects, just either for themselves or for various projects that we have internally. And we kind of wanted to put them all together. So then an intern named Troy Jefferson came, and we had basically unloaded all this work on the intern. So we had the intern go, and he actually did a phenomenal job, and he put all the effects together. It's a very nice, cleaned-up library. And, yeah, you can just plug it into your application and have effects.
So what's included in the library? Can you show us a rundown?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got Reflector right here, .NET Reflector. It's a great program.
Right.
And I just opened the two DLLs that ship with this library. You've got the shader effect library itself, and then you have transition effects. And so the shader effect library, these are all single input effects. And then the transition effects are all multi-input effects.
Wow.
And I showed, when we talked before, I showed some of these transition effects. We've actually got a lot more now. So I can't demo them in Reflector, but you can just kind of see by the number that we've got quite a few of them.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah, and most of these will be familiar from effects I showed before, like the various magnify effects, ripple effects, things like that. And they're all just exposed in C#. All of the code has already been written. You just have to plug into them and use them.
So are you providing the source code as well, or is this just compiled?
Yeah. The source code is available, so people can see exactly how the effects were made. They can go and modify them, recompile them.
That's what I was thinking,
Yeah, exactly.
Great way to get started is to look at an effect that you like.
Exactly, So we have the source code, and we're also shipping an example app that uses these effects. And that way people, it's sort of, we just want to make it appear easy, because a lot of people don't think it looks easy. We want to kind of lower the bar as far as possible so that everybody can start using these.
So the the sample application shows it all hooked up as
Far
as where all the files go.
And it's really just a few lines of code, so
awesome.
We just want to kind of dispel the notion that these are hard to use.
Well, yeah, I think because we've talked about, or I guess just original shaders compared to WPF shaders, the WPF framework is doing a lot of the work for you.
Right, and it's that's plugging everything in, right?
Yeah, it's so much simpler.
Yeah,
so
we've done all the plumbing. You just kind of do a little bit of dirty work, and then the rest of it's all handled by us.
Awesome.
So it's really easy to use.
So what does the demo look like?
What does the demo look like? Okay, let me pull it up right here. Again, this is written by Troy Jefferson, so I want to give him credit. So it's a very simple application. I'll go ahead and open it. You can see there are a few effects listed on the left over here. He didn't...
So I got to stop you, because this came out before. So what's up, David? You're a graphics guy, no arrow? Where's the Vista arrow?
You know, I think there's a certain beauty in my yellow to red fade there.
Yeah.
If you look at my extra large buttons up here, I think that screams graphics guru.
Right. Oh, custom.
Yeah,
very good.
Custom.
Yeah.
See, I had to do registry editing to do this. You can't manually do this in the Windows shell. So I mean, this took a lot of. This is like a labor of love here. And I'm kind of hurt that you actually question it.
You know, Well, I think that's a good reason. I wasn't going to say excuse. That's a good reason. That's cool. Maybe I'll go try that.
Okay.
All right. So, sorry to interrupt you.
All right. So back to the example demo app that we're shipping with the effects library. And this is all going to be available on WindowsClient.net, by the way. So.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and open one of these videos that I can legally show on TV. So here's this HD Amazon video. You can see right now it's got no effect, and it's not selected, but there you've got no effect. But then you can just kind of cycle through these various effects. One of them that we haven't shown before on TV is this zoom blur effect.
Oh, wow.
So it's a pretty cool effect. You can go ahead and toggle all the various properties of the effects. And this is something Troy also did, was he data bound all these sliders to the various input parameters of the effects. So I can go ahead and just change the slider and make it do whatever. I can change the degree of the blur and other things.
Which actually demonstrates a lot of the, I guess, the integration that you're providing with WPF properties straight to the shader. That's
exactly
awesome.
Exactly. So it's all just integrated right here. So more effects. You've already seen Swirl, but you got to show it, you know.
Right. I love it.
Everybody loves Swirl.
Swirling trees, definitely.
Yeah. Here's this smooth magnify effect.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
So yeah. It's not bound to the mouse right now, so it's just in the center of the window, but you get the idea. I showed it before. Here's a pixelate effect. It's a very simple shader if you actually look at the HLSL, but it's just creating this pixelated effect on the video.
Cool.
Here's an invert color effect. And you're going to see before and after. And of course, there are no parameters to that. It's just taking color equals one minus color, basically, for all the color channels. Here's an emboss effect, which I think is very cool on video. Yeah. And it's actually interesting. If you look at it, you can see the compression artifacts of the WMV if you look closely. And you might not be able to see it in this video, but in some of the videos with higher compression, the compression artifacts are very evident when you're using this emboss effect. And of course, you can change the parameters of that. Make it very embossed. And let me open a new one because that just ended.
So the other thing is that, you know, going along with like the dependency property stuff, you can actually animate these with the regular storyboard.
Absolutely.
The properties, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
So it's the total integration of the framework is what makes this so powerful. Here's another blur effect. This is a directional blur.
Very cool.
And yeah, you can kind of see what you could do with that. And again, these are only applied to kind of inanimate content, or not inanimate, but non-interactive content. You could apply this to buttons. You could apply all these effects to UI. So you could effectively have an OK button. You click the OK button, your entire UI blurs out and then blurs back in
with some
different UI. So, I mean,
yeah, and it's all real interactive.
Exactly,
it's still interactive.
Exactly.
So you could do it on the whole window. And
right, yeah. So I want to put together a demo that actually shows that, because that's sort of where I think the key is to show how you can actually apply these to anything and you can get the hit testing and everything to work. So I'll make a video or a demo at some point. We can shoot another video.
Yeah,
or
we'll have you back on, definitely.
You can insult my color choice again.
Maybe you'll change it by then.
No, it's not changing.
It's permanent.
Exactly.
All right.
And so more effects. There's like a bloom effect. And again, I didn't write most of these effects, so I don't know what good parameters are to demo them, but you can kind of see what they're doing. That's kind of cool. And here's the banded swirl effect that we showed before.
Awesome.
So, and of course, it wouldn't be a complete demo without the cat.
The twirling cat.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I think that's what the demo was called in the video last time, Twirling Cat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're thinking about changing the name of WPF, actually, the team, to Twirling Cat.
Twirling Cat.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
like a Windows theme based off of that or something.
Oh, that's a good
that's
idea.
That's where you're going right
now. I like that.
All right.
So, yeah, that's about it for the demo, or the effect library.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so the best thing is source code is available. Sample app to show you how to do it, and it's going to be all available on WindowsClient.net.
Exactly.
All right.
So we're hoping people will jump on this and really get excited.
I think so. I know a lot of people love it, and actually, you know, really showing them how to do it will be very helpful.
That's good.
All right. Well, I look forward to your return with the next demo.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing you again.
All right. So. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.